the Knight Chandra Gita, Krishna told Arjuna to announce to all the soldiers that my devotee never perishes. So the Acharyas asked the question, why is Krishna asked Arjuna to say this, why doesn't he say it? So the Acharyas say, Krishna knows that everybody from Hastinapur, everybody from Indraprastha, who are gathered at Kurukshetra, they all know that anyone born in Mathura is a liar. Anybody born in Mathura or Vrindavan is a liar. So if Krishna says it, no one will believe it. So he tells Arjuna to say it. So Krishna didn't say, I promise to protect my devotee. Arjuna said, my devotee never perishes. Now at the end of Gauranga Gita, Krishna is telling Arjuna, I promise you. So Arjuna might say, you promise me because you're my dear friend, but you're from Mathura. Maybe you're going to change me up, you're going to cheat me. You'll come to me, I promise. Oh no, don't promise. You said I'll come to you if I think of you, become your joy, but don't promise. So the beginning of breaking promises start with who? What's the example?
In Battle of Kurukshetra, he said, I will not use any weapon, but to protect his devotee, he used
it. No, when he left
the Radharani. Well, after Radharani was
used. You let the gopis, what did he say? He said, Parso.
He'll come back.
Parso means the day after tomorrow. I'll come back the day after tomorrow. There's a village down by Edogora called Parsoligram. Parsoligram, that's where the gopis ran there, because Krishna said, I'll come back the day after tomorrow. Lothiki Baba is like Mother Mangal. He's standing there looking towards Mathura. The Murthy at the end of Govardhan, Lothiki Baba, coward boy, he's looking toward Mathura. Krishna said, come back the end of tomorrow. 5,000 years he hasn't come back. So who started breaking promises? Krishna. What's the verse that says everything comes from Krishna? What canto is that? Chapter 10, verse 8. Jiva Goswami comments on this verse. Then chapter 9, Krishna spoke of his devotee's love for him. But here he speaks more of his love for his devotees. Out of intense love for Arjuna, Krishna promises him, his dear friend, Priyo Pratijane Priyo Satyam, Satyam Pratijane. Satya means promise. Truly I promise. Satyam Pratijana. It's very nice verse. It's all about love. Love means keep a promise. That's the best definition of love. If that definition was honored by every husband, every wife, there'd never be cheating. Because when people are married in a church, they take vows. I promise, the guy says, I promise to stay with my wife and take care of her for my whole life. I promise to take care of my husband. Then a week later, they're cheating. So promises mean nothing in Kali Yuga. So if someone keep a promise, that's real definition of love. Oh yeah, I promise I'll do this for you. If someone says, I promise, watch out. Be on guard. It's like yellow light comes red light. Green light, yellow light, red light. So when you see yellow light, you have two chances, two choices. Step on the gas or put on the brakes. So if somebody says, I promise, put on the brakes. Don't expect anything. That's a red flag. I promise to not do what I say. Has anyone had that experience? Why does it go like this? It's a matter of integrity. Integrity and truthfulness. That's why the word satyam is there. Satyam pratijani. Promise is a function of satyam, truth. And truth is love, and love is truth. They all go together. Good luck for finding it in this world. So Jiva Goswami is explaining that Krishna is showing his love for Arjuna. Arjuna will attain Krishna because Krishna loves him. And here Krishna is begging Arjuna, please believe me. Krishna is very eager to give this instruction to Arjuna. Krishna's eyes are full of tears of love for his devotee. With folded hands, Krishna is instructing Arjuna, honestly pleading with him. Krishna is repeatedly telling Arjuna that anyone who worships him exclusively, this is Krishna's vow, satyam te, he can be trusted. Not only does Krishna want Arjuna to know his love for him, he also wants Arjuna to believe that in spite of everything Krishna has said, one can attain perfection simply by accepting Krishna's love. What did I say?
One can attain perfection simply by accepting Krishna's love.
Right, what did I say?
One can attain perfection simply by accepting Krishna's love.
What kind of perfection? Correct. Thank you, you learned one good point. Very good. After all that Krishna has said in Gita about spiritual practice and attainment, this may seem hard to believe. Thus, Krishna feels compelled to make a solemn promise. At this point, chapter 18, at the end of the book, all of Krishna's other instructions are superseded. What does that mean?
Supreme instruction. This is the supreme instruction.
So all Krishna, Gita's full instructions on modes of nature, how to transcend them, instructions on karma, jnana, and bhakti, and puja, and everything. And all those you can throw out the window if you do what? You love Krishna. So the ultimate instruction, it's love, it's love, it's love. Hari Nam, Hari Nam, Hari Nam, Eva Kevalam. Kalona Steva, 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 Gatra, Anita. From Vijayate, Sri Krishna, thank you, the love. long commentary. 1, 2, 3, 3 pages. Vishnu Chakravarti says that persons from Mathura are known to be liars. Indeed, the great and noble Vasudev, who is Vasudev?
The father of Krishna.
He broke his word to Kamsa and failed to deliver Krishna into his hands. Krishna himself is hardly an exception. That is, Krishna is also a liar. In the Mahabharata, Krishna tells Yudhisthira, who is the prince of Dharma, to lie. In a book about Dharma, Mahabharata is about Dharma. Mahabharata, the book, is about Dharma, religion. And in the book, Krishna tells Yudhisthira, who is Dharmaraj, to lie. Ashwatthama is dead. Ashwatthama, the elephant, is dead. Arjuna is wondering if Krishna be trusted. Because he, Krishna's child, he was known to be untruthful and a thief. Of course, actually, because Krishna owns everything he steals, it's really play. But if you go and steal your t-shirt, that's not really stealing, it's yours. So he owns all the cows, he owns all the milk, he owns all the yogurt, he owns all the butter, he goes and steals it. That's mine. Another in Chabu, one cowardly caught Krishna. He said, "You're a thief." And Krishna said, "No, you're a thief." She said, "What? This is my house. I caught you when you had my yogurt pot. No, you're a thief. I'm going to tell Kamsa you're stealing my butter." And they got so involved. And then him go, he ran away. She couldn't figure out what she bewildered him, you know. Yoga Maya. "You're a thief. No, you're a thief." The land of Mathura is beyond truth-seeking. Mathura Brajmandal is a place where truth itself is folly, and the crooked nature of love prevails. It's a great writing, good sentence. Crooked nature of love prevails. Folly means a joke. It's a joke. Truth is a joke. Rajmondo, truth is a joke. You ever hustle ever tell you that? Say, "Where are you, Rossi? Don't expect the truth." Very interesting place. Guru Goswami says, "I hear Eva Gati Premnan Shabhava Kuti love of it." That love, how does love move?
Kutila.
Kutila means, who's Kutila?
This with the hair.
Who is she? Not what is she?
Sister-in-law, brother, and
Kutila. Because she has wiry hair. She looks like she stuck her finger in an electric socket. It all goes like this. It's all like a broom, you know. Really bad news. So, Guru Goswami said, love moves like a snake. How does a snake move? he's crooked. So this is Prem John Vrindavan. So everything is crooked here. Just go to Loy Bazaar and try to buy something. Prices. One day it's 10 rupees, next day it's 20 rupees, 30 rupees. If you have white skin, it's 50 rupees. If you have brown skin, it's 20 rupees. I said, I that's my subject. It's half the price when I go. When I go, it's twice as much. I give 100 rupees for somebody. Because that gives me 60 rupees change. I want to save somebody yesterday for 100 rupees. Well, you're not an idiot. He tells us Videshi discount. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna appears to advocate or teach one path and another path. Karma Marg, Gyan Marg, Yoga, Advaita, Brahman, and Bhakti. So it's so confusing. But in reality, Krishna has only advocated love, directly or indirectly. Krishna's message of love is fully present in the conclusion of Bhagavad Gita, 18th chapter, what verse?
65.
What year did Prabhupada go to America?
1965.
Yeah. What did he came to America to do?
Give love.
Right. That's the logical answer.
Very nice.
Your brain works very good. 1865. Long commentary. Father excuse me, everybody knows the same point. Bhante Vidyabhushan comments that although it's true that people from Mathura can't be trusted, it is also true they will never deceive those they love.
Okay.
Here Krishna says, I love you, Arjuna, trust me. Always think of me. Think of me favorably in love. Be my devotee. Not only in words, but in action also. Perform this drama of love on the stage of surrender. Nice sentence. Which I shall speak next. Which is 1866.
Surrender.
Perform this drama of love on the stage of surrender. Saradharma Pritaja Mami Konsanam Vraja Ham Chansara Pavidya Moksha Isanya. What's the translation? Abandon, give up all the forms of Dharma. Take complete shelter of Krishna. Mame kam sharanam braja. What does the word braja mean? Braja means, it's a verb, it means go. Go to my shelter. Ekam sharanam. Go take mam ekam. My only shelter, daughter's shelter. It also means go to Braj. Braj means go to go. Brush means go, and brush means go to brush. One should not worry. Any fear should be replaced with a sense of love in Krishna's voice as he speaks this verse. Because he says, Masurcha means don't be afraid. Don't grieve. Don't lament. Don't be afraid. Means all these things. Ma means not, don't, no. No socha, no grievance, no lamentation, no fear. Trust in love requires no reasoning and vanquishes all fear. The guy's a really good writer, actually. Very good poet, poetical, strong, eloquent writing. Trust in love requires no reasoning, no logic, no reasoning. It vanquishes all fear. So what destroys fear? Trust in love. Is it reasonable or logical? No. It's just appears. Nice thing. In Braj, the word here is Braj, which also implies Vrindavan. The home of Krishna's homeland of Mathura Mandal is a refuge or shelter of all souls. In Braj, Vrindavan Braj, love resolves all contradictions. And all things are possible. Everything has its place when properly adjusted, centered on Krishna. Krishna is the form of loving reciprocation in sacred ascetic rapture, means Ras Amrita Murti. No other conception of religion or the absolute truth facilitates the extent of loving exchange that's possible in the divinity of Krishna, who is the all-attractive, irresistible absolute. Nice, right. There are many noble manifestations of Godhead, but Krishna is the heart of divinity. Other manifestations of divinity are no doubt motivated by love, but Krishna is the very act of love itself personified, in selfless purity, giving himself like no one other. Okay, favorite verse over.